In 1521 into 1522, Luther worked on some Advent sermons to be published from his exile at the Wartburg. And he reflected on how the medieval tradition had often preached about three, sometimes four, Advents of Christ. His first Advent, when he was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. His second Advent, when he will come again as judge. But also a middle spiritual Advent, when Christ comes to the individual soul, and sometimes even at the individual's time of death, it was described as a kind of Advent as well. But Luther points out that the most vital Advent of Christ was overlooked, the Advent of the gospel, the arrival of the apostolic word proclaimed throughout the world. Without this, said Luther, the first Advent would have been in vain. It is the Advent that St. Paul himself stresses throughout his letters. Little does he speak about Christ's birth, but of the mystery that was hidden but now revealed. The good news that God reconciles the world in Christ and has poured out his Spirit on his people, this Paul sees as the turning point of salvation history. And it is an Advent that has not ceased, but keeps coming and coming like the rolling waves of the sea. The word of the Lord grew, said St. Luke when speaking of the church in Acts, and on it continues. And that same year, Luther would publish a translation of the New Testament so that the word could move beyond the lecture hall and the pulpit and even into the homes of every family. And so we are heirs of this Advent still. Sadly, many of us and many churches around the country have experienced the interruption of weekly worship services, and that has been a burden to many of us, even though the disruption is for only a time. Yet even so, the Word has not suffered. I have watched with great admiration and gratitude pastors using every form available to preach, to teach, to share devotions during this time. And the Word comes. It comes through the printed Word. It comes through the voice on the radio, through video, through virtual, through HTML, and around the dinner table, and at the edge of children's beds, where mothers and fathers, whom Luther calls episcopus and episcopa, bishops and bishopesses of their families, read and teach the Word in their homes. The Advent of the Word will not be frustrated. The Word of the Lord grows. The Word has come. It comes still, and it will continue to come, giving light to our hearts until our Lord finally comes again. And so in such hope and gratitude, we sing, we pray, and we listen to the irrepressible Word of God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
We pray together the first collect on page 358 of the Lutheran Service Book. O wisdom proceeding from the mouth of the Most High, pervading and permeating all creation, mightily ordering all things, come and teach us the way of prudence. A reading from Proverbs chapter 9, and 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her young women to call from the high places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and a folly to Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Please stand. Let us pray. O Christ, wisdom of the Father, through whom all things were made, we forsook you long ago, being deceived through serpentine guile to seek after our own wisdom and light. Grant us, we pray, that in the holy fear and faith we seek and find the wisdom that shines from your cross, that enlightened thus we may walk the path which leads unto life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. We pray together the antiphon for December 18th. O Adonai and ruler of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the burning bush and gave him the law on Sinai, come with an outstretched arm and redeem us. Amen. A reading from Exodus chapter 6 and Micah chapter 5. Say therefore to the people of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from slavery to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Please stand. Let us pray. O Lord Yahweh, ruler of Israel, having delivered your people from slavery long ago, you made known your law so that our more ancient bondage to sin might be fully known. Rule now our hearts that we might hold fast to your Son, who, being born under the law, redeemed us with outstretched arm. Rule, O Lord, until that day when at your coming every knee will bend in homage and every tongue confess your name. Amen.
We pray the antiphon from December 19th. O root of Jesse, standing as an ensign before the peoples, before whom all kings are mute, to whom the nations will do homage, come quickly to deliver us. A reading from Isaiah chapters 11 and 52 and 53. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. In that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire. And his resting place shall be glorious. Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up and shall be exalted. So shall he startle many nations. Because of him, kings shall stand speechless. He grew up like a sapling before him, like a shoot out of dry ground. Please stand. Let us pray. O Lord, you kill and make alive. You cut down and you cause to sprout anew. Lifted up high on the tree of the cross, your Son brought forth life from death, a spring out of our winter. Grafted into him, we long for that day when burgeon turns into blossom. Sustain us as we wait his coming, that even now faith may bring forth fruit. Amen.
You may be seated. We pray together the antiphon for December 20th. O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, you open and no one can close. You close and no one can open. Come and rescue the prisoners who are in darkness and in the shadow of death. A reading from Psalm 107 and Isaiah chapters 22 and 42. They dwelt in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and in irons. And he led them forth from darkness and the shadow of death, and he broke their bonds asunder. I will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. When he opens, no one shall shut, and when he shuts, no one shall open. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. Please stand. Let us pray. O Christ, in you the captive is set free, for you are the key that unlocks the shackles of sin and opens the door to eternal life. As we await the great jubilee of our liberation, bind us to one another in holy love. Amen.
Please be seated. We pray together the antiphon for December 21st. O dayspring, splendor of light everlasting, come and enlighten those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Amen. A reading from Isaiah chapter 9, Malachi chapter 4, and 2 Peter chapter 1. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, a light has shone. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. And we have something more sure, the prophetic word, to which you will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Please stand. Let us pray. O Jesus, bright morning star, at your first coming into this darkness, this dark world, the heavens shone brightly to herald our salvation. And though the gloom impenetrable enveloped your cross, your light could not be overcome. When our evening comes, stay with us, Lord, so that the night of death will yield to the dawn of your eternal Easter. Amen.
be seated. We pray together the antiphon for December 22nd. O King of the nations, the ruler they long for, the cornerstone uniting all people, come and save us all, whom you formed out of clay. Amen. A reading from Isaiah chapter 28, from Psalm 118, and from Ephesians chapter 2. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, see, I am laying a stone in Zion, a stone that has been tested, a precious cornerstone as a sure foundation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility. We stand for prayer. O Prince of Peace and Desire of the nations, in you all things have been reconciled in heaven and on earth. Through the clay of your incarnation, you have fashioned a new humanity. Breathe your spirit into all people and quicken in us the bond of peace that comes in knowing you. Amen.
You may be seated. We pray together the antiphon for December 23rd. O Emmanuel, our King and our Lord, the anointed for the nations and their Savior, come and save us, O Lord our God. Amen. Amen. A reading from Isaiah chapters 7 and 33. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Indeed, the Lord will be there with us, majestic. Yes, the Lord our judge, the Lord our lawgiver, the Lord our king. He it is who will save us. Please stand. Let us pray. O come, Emmanuel. Come in your glory and tabernacle among us once again. Guard our faith as we wait. Open our eyes to see the signs of your advent and our ears to hear in the groans of creation the promise of its freedom at your return. Amen. We pray together the words our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us. Amen. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus.